Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Recognizing the Women Who Wove the Web by Jason Key. Claire L. Evans has discovered the solution to our social media woes. Go back to BBS. She means bulletin board systems, those grunge-era digital hangouts like The Well and Echo, where users linked up based on mutual interests and supported one another. So civilized. Earlier this year, Evans even installed BBS server software on her Raspberry Pi to test her theory. That kind of small-scale, self-policed social media could serve as a balm to us all, she says. As the author of A Jaunty New History of Women in Computing, Broadband, Evans spent years uncovering the contributions of tech's forgotten foremothers, from the developers of early compilers and ARPANET protocols to the makers of radical video games and, yes, inclusive pre-web forums. Nearly half the users of Echo, which was created by Stacey Horn in response to The Well's proto-bro-gamer vibe, were women at a time when the Internet was 90% male. These pioneers recognized the human side of tech, making code more accessible and hypertext more multidisciplinary. Often they came at tech sideways, from backgrounds in theater, math, linguistics, even cave exploring. Shout out to speleologist coder Patricia Crowther. The more broadly we can think about technological problems, Evan says, the better the end result will be. She would know. When she's not chronicling our overlooked cyberfeminist past, Evan sings in the dance pop group Yacht. In her vision for tech, weird is welcome. Because of these women, Betty Holberton, UNIVAC made its desktop computers beige, not black. Elizabeth Jake Feinler, web domains are categorized by type, .gov, .edu, .com. Radia Perlman, spanning tree protocol keeps Ethernet from crashing. Janet Walker, web browsers have bookmarks.